listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. Bonza flights have been cancelled at Gold Coast Airport and others across the country, with the federal government working to set up a hotline for stranded passengers. Bonza flights out of the Gold Coast to Mackay, Avalon, Launceston and Proserpine have all been cancelled today. The head of Bonza says discussions are being held over the airline's ongoing viability and has temporarily suspended flights across its network. Bonza CEO Tim Jordan apologising to affected customers. Transport Minister Catherine King says she's spoken to rival airlines Qantas and Virgin, with both ready to assist those needing to get home. There's a renewed push to establish more beachside bars along the Gold Coast. It follows the successful trial of the bar on the beach at Currawa. However, Acting Mayor Donegate says the state government has been slow to move on any further trials.
After the trial, we approached the state and they were reluctant to provide a longer term opportunity. So I haven't been involved in discussions since, but I would imagine that coming up to the election, it'll be a hot issue and something we should have here on the Gold Coast.
Work on the new Pizzey Park pump track is expected to be completed by the end of the week. A pump track doesn't need too much pedalling. Instead, it uses rolling humps for riders to gain momentum. The facility will also feature rollable mounds and various jumps for bikes and skateboarders to enjoy. A Queensland couple is about to hit the high seas. John and Carolyn and Martin will be joining 22 boats in a rally that will see them sail to New Caledonia, Vanuatu and the Solomon Islands. Carolyn says you can follow their six-month adventure on Facebook by following Sailing Yaminda.
When we were going to retire, I thought, oh, we'll be green nomads, buy a caravan, you know, and travel around Australia. And then my husband came up with the idea of, geez, wouldn't it be nice to go boating?
They're preparing for the journey at the Boatworks Marina at Coomera before heading off next week. Updating sport now, the Gold Coast Suns will don a special edition Indigenous jersey for its matches at Teo Stadium in Darwin next month. It's been designed by Larrakia artist Trent Lee. It'll be worn for the North Melbourne and Geelong games in the top end.